A northern New Hampshire mill town wants to replace some of the economic activity lost with a decline in the wood industry. Berlin may land a federal prison, but the city is also banking on a relative newcomer to the tourist business. Reporter Todd Wellington has the story.
For decades, the Berlin pulp mill turned trees into the raw material used to make paper. The sprawling complex and its five smokestacks dominate the city's downtown, and once dominated its economy. Those days are over now. The mill is silent, having been shut down last winter for the second time in 5 years, this time for good. But the mood in Berlin isn't what you'd expect after watching its core industry dwindle to nothing. The city is optimistic about a new industry it hopes will lead it back to prosperity. It still involves trees, about 7,500 acres worth on the west side of town, and a rising new recreational phenomenon, the all-terrain vehicle. You know, ATVs. Four-wheelers, quads, the off-road utility vehicles used by hunters, farmers, and even by athletic trainers to cart injured football players off the field. But their popularity as recreational vehicles has grown substantially in recent years, rivaling that of snowmobiles.
This is just for recreation and enjoyment.
Berlin resident Eric Anderson points to an ATV waiting in the back of his pickup truck.
Enjoy getting out and riding. We're seeing a lot of animals we can see in the woods here and just getting out riding.
Popular with riders, yes, but not so popular in many areas of the region where residents simply don't want to live with the constant sound of ATVs rumbling around. So New Hampshire went looking for a place where the noise wouldn't be an issue. It found Berlin, and City Mayor Bob Danderson, who welcomed the idea with open arms.
This is an opportunity where we can take ATVs from a problem into an industry.
So the state purchased over 7,000 acres of timberland surrounding Berlin's Jericho Lake Recreation Area. Earlier this month, it officially opened as the first large-scale ATV park in New England. Local opposition to that park has been virtually non-existent. Berlin real estate agent and state senator John Gallus says there's good reason to believe the park could be a huge factor in transforming the city's economy. He says similar parks in places like California, Utah, and West Virginia already attract large numbers of ATV enthusiasts.
Riders come from four, five, six states away. I talked to a couple of these people in those areas, and basically that's what's going to happen here. This is going to be the greatest riding place in the Northeast.
White Mountain Lumber Company owner Mark Kelly says he's already seeing signs of a rebound. He's a big supplier of building materials to local contractors, and he's far from cutting back operations. In fact, he's expanding, building a new 36,000-square-foot drive-through warehouse.
Starting to see new people move into the area. Second homes are starting to be bought in the area, and that's changing the profile of people around here.
Right now, the unnamed park features about 18 miles of ATV trails, but the five-year plan is much more ambitious. It calls for up to 200 miles of trails open to off-road activities, including ATVs, snowmobiles, motorcycles, cross-country skiing, and biking. For NPR News, I'm Todd Wellington.